few days ago, I put on a video on my Facebook because I laugh. It makes me laugh. I can laugh all day. And I'll be honest, I'm not a big fan of winter, right? I love ice fishing. I love running outside. There are some things I don't do. Skiing is one. And I don't snowmobile. It's a great winter, but it's very long. And I think the other for me too is summer now. I'm getting older where it's like I burnt to the crisp like in summer, and I don't know. I think I like the 2 weeks of like summer or like spring and fall would be my favorite places. But I wanted to quote the announcer. He's the weatherman. If you've seen it on internet at all, it's so hilarious, I think. Because I'll just quote it, all right? He says, it's 15 below in International Falls. Why don't they just abandon that tower? What is the purpose of it? Do they need a neon sign that says, get out? I don't get it. I can watch that all day, especially this time of the year. Because really, at the end of the day, for me, and I don't know about you, we're all Minnesotans. We're always complaining at some point of the weather. But at the end of the day, I was thinking, as I'm laughing at this guy, because it's like 130 degrees every day, like the rest of the year, and I think you live inside in an air conditioning house. You can't go outside. And I'm like, hey, we have no mosquitoes right now. None. No ticks. We have no tornadoes. No hurricanes, no earthquakes. It's a great place. I mean, I absolutely love Minnesota and the 15,000 lakes and outdoors. Absolutely love it. So I've told myself I'm going to put that, because that's the name of it. It's at January 12th. So I'm going to try to put it on my Facebook every January 12th. Just to, we're getting at that time of the year where it's like, all right, done. We're ready for sun. We're ready for a little warmer weather, we can watch that. Or we can go to like the readings, which is more important than laughing or making fun of somebody else's weather where they're living. The reason why is we hear in many different places, and one is especially in Isaiah today, also in the gospel, about darkness and lightness. Yeah, we're seeing that physically, and some of us are hurt with that, like sad. I mean, the seasonal affective disorder, it is. It can actually, do something with our brains, because we don't have, and then, asked to or told to have vitamin D or, those things. But in the other world, it's a totally different world, right? Our spiritual journey is totally different. And we are... Yeah, physically right now it's dark outside, but how is it in our souls? I mean, there's a lot of darkness in our world. We're not talking about the weather. I mean, you've watched news. I mean, think about all the bad things that are just dark. Sinfulness, evilness. So we might walk through every day. Now, what was amazing, I think, in the prophet Isaiah today, anguish has taken wing, dispelled in his darkness. For there is no gloom where but now there was distress. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Upon these who dwelt in the land of gloom, a light has shown. And Isaiah is obviously prophesying for Jesus Christ, our best friend and the person that is the light of our lives. And he wants us to show the light to the darkness of the world. And as a priest, I love wearing my clothes, like just my clerics. That's what the white little tab it's called. And wear black to show the light of Jesus. And I hope you that every day that you have some thought to show the world that you're a follower of Jesus. That you, with your smiling, with your joyfulness, with laughing, that you have seen, obviously, the darkness of this world. But there are other beautiful things. And in our souls, that's the true light. Jesus finished this image from Isaiah, because they, St. Matthew wrote about that same passage. And where Jesus went to that, of that image of light, another great thing, again, that I like to mention it all the time. From that time on, Jesus began to preach and say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Once again, to see the light, we need to be forgiven of our sins. We need to go to confession to see the light of forgiveness. And how amazing that is too. So again, we pray for and praise God with the weather He's given us, every place around the world, how He wanted it. And more importantly, to think about that good light, the beautiful light, the warmth light from our Savior.